So let's begin this sitting period by bringing awareness to what's right here. Letting mind and body come together. Letting awareness rest within the body. In a very simple way, sit and know that you're sitting. Becoming aware of the body as it is right now. What is it like today, at this time? A felt sense of the body, the posture, places of contact with the cushion or chair, awareness of the spine and neck, perhaps adjusting the posture. So there's a sense of balance and uprightness. Inviting the shoulders to soften. Mindful of any areas of holding or tension in the body. Unconsciously inviting them to soften. To relax. And as the muscles in the body relaxes, also inviting the mind to relax. Allowing thoughts, images, and sounds to sit in the background, and letting awareness of the body and the body breathing be in the foreground. Feeling the body breathing with your whole awareness, moment to moment. Resting with the breath and the experience of breathing. And as you're breathing, inviting the body and mind to come, not commanding anything, but simply inviting the body and mind to come as you're breathing out and as you're breathing in. Allowing attention to rest within the breathing process. Sensing one breath at a time. Listening inwardly. And as you practice, there may be a place where it feels more natural or more at ease for you to stay with the breath. Just stay there. So whether it's experiencing the breath most fully in the abdomen, or maybe the sides of the body as the lungs expands and contracts, or perhaps the chest rising and falling with the in-breath and the out-breath. For some, it's a sense of the whole body breathing, opening and softening. Forever you're resting with the breath, letting the breath be an anchor for the attention, helping to stabilize attention so you know that you're here. So when the mind drifts, as it naturally will do, you notice more quickly and have a way of relaxing back into what's here. Again and again, when noticing distractions, appreciate the knowing, the possibility, and the ability to see where the mind went, to see or to know what aspect of your experience became more predominant. So mind wandering becomes a mirror that shows us where the attention goes habitually. We can see it, and we have a moment of choice to simply reopen and to connect with the breath again, relaxing into the inflow and relaxing with the outflow. The best you can, maintain a relaxed, receptive awareness and noticing how the breath moves through the body. Noticing, does it change? Is it always the same? And now opening up the field of awareness to include sensations in the whole body, the ever-changing flow of physical sensations, wherever they are occurring in the body. The factors change all the time and tuning into that level of your experience. Staying with the sense of change, the coming and the going, being in contact with change, experiencing change, accepting change. And as this practice comes to an end, just allowing the mind to rest in open awareness for a few moments, not focusing on anything particular, but let everything be as it is. And now, taking a moment to acknowledge that you have set aside time to practice, to acknowledge your intention and motivation, seeing what motivates you to practice. Is it rooted in care? Is there a wish to support yourself so that you can live life as fully as possible? To be present? Acknowledging this, appreciating it, and perhaps forming the wish to bring this intention to the rest of the day.